Well, it was a very colorful year for me, and not the easiest year in my life, but it's all counts what happened in the end. And the end is a very happy end as far as I'm concerned, but it's also happy beginning as far as I'm concerned. It was a very difficult year, Paul, being on court unnecessary and going through all that stuff and just waiting for clearance, which I always knew that's going to happen, and going through the difficult season. And difficult season was for all of us, for supporters, for me, for employees, for everyone in Sheffield Wednesday community, because we're so desperate, to get out of the division and start to make marks and start to march forward. So it's a lot of pressure, and most of the time was good, positive pressure, but what makes me feel good about that pressure that everyone pitched in, most important are supporters. They gave their full support, their acknowledge hard work, their acknowledge desire of all of us where the club needs to go, and we all together we're able to pull out and get where we are today. So that really finishes my chapter a very happy way, and I'm really, really excited going forward from this on.
How hard did it get, though? How low did it become for you? Because going through that kind of private trauma, as it were, as well as trying to manage a football club and make sure that Sheffield Wednesday was on the right footing, that must have been incredibly challenging.
It was quite challenging when you're sitting over there and listening, being accused for something that you've never done wrong, and right from the halftime of that, rushing on the phone, calling your club and management and see what's going on and give advice. And it was very, very difficult year. I think thanks to my strong personality, I was able to weather through and forget it. I did still think it left scars to my family, and now when everything is settled and I look it back, it still hurts, a lot. But I was told before, if something doesn't kill you, you become stronger man, and if that's the case, I got to be a very strong man. But no, I'm very excited where I am, Paul. And I didn't recognize when I came in the club how much is needed to do the job to get back on the track. But it doesn't matter anymore. It only matters where we are today. We are back on the track, and now we have a good solid road on which we need to build on and hopefully get to our new destination.
Presumably, Sheffield Wednesday was a healthy distraction for you at various points this year.
Yes, it was. And keep in mind, I never had a chance to do any long due diligence investigation, what is here, what is not here. I just was parachuted in the club, more or less, because we all remember the pressure of Inland Revenue and creditors to take the club down to administration. And I just ignored all that stuff without really getting involved more to learning things, and just took my chance, and I don't regret on that. I just think I was hard work, and unfortunately that was mixed with the other problems I had, there, and that wasn't an easy year. But the reward is the most important, and I got my reward, and I'll cherish that reward for the rest of my time, which was the last game of the season when people showed me, they gave me clear message, where we are, where chairman is, and where the club is, and where the club is going, and that was my reward. And now what is that with that one? They also additional huge pressure, not to let him down, not going forward.